Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Breaking news out of the NFL. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Houston Texans will acquire wide receiver Stephon Diggs from the Buffalo Bills for a package of draft picks, including a 2025 second-round pick. Huge trade. Houston definitely going for it. We'll get more into that a little bit later on. But right now we say hello to Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, who joins us now. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, I know it was a bummer that because of the weather that came through yesterday, having to cancel the game against Western Kentucky. I love these Tuesday night games that you all play, and a lot of times they're against local teams that you're able to kind of keep the local rivalries going. But I know it was a tough decision. Probably the right call to go ahead and just cancel it after the weather coming through, but I know you were bummed about that.
Well, yeah, we can't control anything that Big G is going to take care of. I mean, we go by what he does, and it is unfortunate because those teams are tough as hell, and especially Western Kentucky, really good team right now and good opportunity for us before we go to Baton Rouge.
Coach, how important are those Tuesday night games to the guys that won't see a lot of action on the weekends? I know it's important to you, but how's important for them the development, these Tuesday night games?
Well, it's really important to keep your edge. I mean, you get into those weekday games, and there's a lot of teams that are really good on the weekends that don't have the same energy during the course of the weekend. But if you're going to play at a higher level, you're going to play every day. And to get into a Tuesday game and play well, and also to, you know, potentially earn an opportunity, you know, as you go forward. I mean, we play very similar lineup. We stay consistent, but it's also pitchers that get an opportunity to throw that might not throw during the course of the weekend. But that's how you find starters. That's how we found Walker Buehler. That's how we find people that eventually will help you at the end of the year. So really good games, and it just has a way of keeping you on edge as well.
We're talking to Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach. So I'm always curious in watching teams throughout the year, and it's a long season, and obviously a lot can happen of – you know, not necessarily how you are when you win, how you respond when you lose. And you guys had the series against South Carolina that didn't go your way. I know there was a doubleheader in there. But what did you think of your team's response after that, including a sweep of Missouri the following weekend?
Well, it was good from a pitching standpoint. I thought we pitched well, and we certainly played defense. And the guys that are playing defense also hit. We didn't hit as well, but Missouri has something to do with it. So, you know, it's a step in the right direction. I mean, at the end, you win the games. But you know what? You got to win on the road. You know, it's I'm not going to say it's tough to win, period, inside this conference. And if you can take care of business and hold serve at home, that helps. But, you know, you're only as good as you are when you can play and win on the road. And if you can't win on the road, then you're probably not that good. And, you know, we haven't done that yet. You know, South Carolina took care of us. We played some games on the road early and won. But, you know, when you go to Baton Rouge, you go to South Carolina, you go somewhere else, that's kind of the fibers of who you are. You kind of start to understand what you're all about. So we got to play well this weekend.
With that being said, some of a few things here. Some of my dear friends, I mean, I love them to death, are LSU baseball fans. They're heading down this weekend, and they're obnoxious as hell. So if you could beat LSU this weekend and sweep them, would be fantastic. But besides that, the environment at LSU, I mean, it's just, if you're going to play an environment college baseball on the road, just go do this, right? If you're a competitor, coach, you love what these three games offer, don't you?
Yeah, they're really good fans. I mean, they understand the game. We went down there in 2004 I think it was my second year, and it was the first time I had gone to Baton Rouge as a coach. And we played a doubleheader on a Saturday because we got rained out on Friday. And we lost two walk-off games. And I'll never forget, as we came off the field, that their fans gave us an ovation.
Wow.
Just because the games were so intensified, and it was a very hot day. It was very humid. And we played well, but we didn't win. But at the same time, you know, you can tell by their fans' gratitude for what's going on. They understand the game really well, and you'd have to put them up there at the top. I mean, they travel everywhere. It doesn't even matter. They travel to the SEC tournament even when their team is not in it. So these are purists. They love baseball. They love the game of baseball. And it started with Skip. You know, Burtman was, you know, he was their guy. I mean, that was the coach. You talk about people that have really done a lot for the game of college baseball, Ron Frazier at Miami and Skip Burtman at LSU. And there's been others, but those two guys in particular, in so many ways, rose the level of college baseball. And LSU is, you know, it stands alone when it comes to fans and it comes to participation, it comes to knowing the game. They're the best there is.
Yeah, you know the difficulties, Coach, of winning a national championship and trying to get back the next year. How does this LSU team, I know you're not focused on last year's team, but how does this LSU team that you're going to face for the next 3 days compare to last year, but how are they doing in their own right this year so far?
Yeah, I mean, they're good. They're really good. I mean, they played a very difficult schedule, too. This team has national championship fibers. There's no doubt. I mean, there's pitchers on that team that had tremendous roles last year and pitched very well and will pitch well this year. They've got offensive guys that, you know, I don't want to mention one because you mention one and, you know, you leave out the others. I'm not going to do that because there's too many good players on that team. But They're loaded. They've got a very, very good team, and they've played very good competition up to this point. So it's going to be a very difficult series for us.
Tim Corbin is with us. And, you know, as you said, you got to win on the road, and you're obviously going to have a road test this weekend. You'll have another road test the following weekend against Texas A&M and then come back to Nashville for Florida. Those are three really good teams. Do you like that the schedule is kind of laid out that way where you know you're going to continue to be tested? And how important is that, you know, when you have in college just a mix of your veteran players and your younger players to just be tested like that?
Yeah, Chase, I think the conference has changed so much in the time that I've been here. I think, you know, when we were first in the league, I'm sure that we were like the homecoming series for everyone. You know, here comes Vanderbilt. We'll get three wins here. We'll just kick their butt and then, you know, move on. And we've got someone tougher next week. I think it probably aligned with that type of thinking. There's not that thinking anymore. There's no team like a crappy Vanderbilt team back in 2003. You know, it's like that doesn't happen anymore. Everyone that's in the league right now is good. I mean, they're really good. And anyone in this league can win the league at any given moment. And the separation between 1 and 14 is very little. And then I know this is the future, but then you're going to add two more teams. So enjoy. You know, it's like more of it. But, you know, with that, what it does is it sharpens you. It really does. I mean, it's, you know, you get into like UFC fighting and everyone can beat anyone at any given time. And there's very little difference between the number one ranked fighter and the 10 ranked fighter. And that's really what it is in our league. It's just so difficult and so competitive and anyone can beat anyone. It raises the level of what you have to do and who you have to be as a team.
You just said something very profound, as you usually do, Coach. But about that it's not the same SEC as it was. You look at the league, the conference as a whole, with every sport. I mean, you know, forever it was football, obviously, but what's happened in baseball, what we've seen in men's and women's basketball, softball, that has to be special to you as a coach and someone that's been so invested in Vanderbilt and in that conference to see it just go to multiple sports now and truly being the best conference in college athletics?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, in so many different ways. And, you know, I'm careful about beating ourselves on the chest and saying that, but it really does. I mean, it's different. I mean, I was in the ACC for 9 years, and that was back a time, but and the ACC's got great baseball too, but as does Big 12 and PAC and so on. But this one, you know, in terms of resources, fans, acknowledgement of play, umpires, I mean, there's not one thing that is lacking inside of this league. Everyone's got everything. And the coaches get paid really well. So the expectations of the coaches and the teams are very high, and they should be. If you're not doing a good job, then they're going to go find someone else to do it. So, you know, in this league, it is. It's tough. It's difficult. It's fun. You know, it is fun. I mean, you get inside of it. This is why you do it, and this is why kids want to come to school and play at places like this. But at the same time, it's grueling. It's what it's all about, though. I think when you're done with a season and you look back at what you did, you go, my gosh, you know, this is such a war on, you know, athletics. But as I said, it's what makes it competitive and it's what makes it so challenging.
Coach, always tell the story that you told us one time, because we were watching the basketball this weekend and Rick Barnes was climbing a ref and somebody said he should get a technical, and always give the story you told us about when you know the ump has made a really bad call and you're upset. And I asked you one time, say, how do you approach that? And you said, you go out there and you tell the ump, you say, great job. You're doing a great job, ump. You're doing a great job. Do you still do that? Because I know you don't want to get tossed out of a game, but is your approach still the same of just, you know, I'm gonna praise you, but in a weird way that's not going to be tossed out of a game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with officials and umpires, and Rick is a classy coach. I mean, I've known Rick when I was at Ohio State. Rick and his wife, Candy, were best friends with Maggie and I at Clemson.
Wow.
And I've just watched this guy grow through the years. I love Rick Barnes. But in saying that, I'm probably along the lines of more like Rick than anything else. And I don't know what Rick says to people, but I know one thing. Rick is very respectful of people. And I think that's where I just keep it. As I tell the players, if you need every call to win, then you're not very good. We don't need every call to go our way in order to win a game. It just doesn't hinge upon the umpire. And those guys are really good guys. I'm on the rules committee with them, spend a lot of time with them. They're humans. And I think more than ever, you were talking about the elevation of the conference. The elevation of officiating is very, very high. Now, I know they make mistakes, but you think about how difficult of a job that is to call 200, 300 pitches during the course of a 3-hour time period. That's very difficult. So I don't send my emotion that way. I just don't want to send any energy in that direction. If I had an issue with an umpire, I just go up and talk to him just like any other human being. But, you know, I'm never going to kill anyone's spirit. I mean, I think they're trying to do a good job, and I think they recognize that too. I think if they knew I was coming out, then it would be important, and they would also understand that they probably are going to take the information that I give with more than just a grain of salt. It's probably going to stick a little bit, because they know that I'd only come out unless I had really, really had something to say.
I remember the Tim Corbin in 2011 when you guys lost that series to Florida and you got asked a question, and I saw the passion erupt in you, and I'm like, you go, coach. I mean, it was, and I'll never forget that day, because, I mean, it is about winning and losing, and you wanted the chance to play Florida again. I don't know if you remember that or not, but it was something always that kind of stayed with me through the years.
No, I remember that series, because we lost that series. And that was when South Carolina, Florida, and us were the top three teams in the country at that time. And they ended up knocking us out of the College World Series as well, first time we ever gone in. But, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I think if you don't have the passion, then you should probably just get out of it. Because, you know, as far as coaching and teaching, I really enjoy it, but I love the competition as much as anything. And the day you lose the competition, which is not going to happen, is the day I'm underground. So it's like, no, I'm going to do this forever. You know, I'm going to do it until it's over with. And that's what drives you.
No doubt. Coach, always a pleasure to talk to you. Appreciate it. And best of luck against LSU.
Thank you both. I appreciate you guys as well. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, joining us here on the program. Huge breaking news in the NFL, and it affects the Titans. And I'm going to say this right now. I think it helps the Titans. I'll tell you why. We'll discuss coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.